Senator-elect Elizabeth Warren will be sworn in on Capitol Hill tomorrow as the 113th Congress gets underway. Now, as custom and seniority hold, she will be referred to as Massachusetts' junior senator. However, Warren could soon become the state's senior senator if John Kerry becomes the next Secretary of State. That would trigger the state's second special election since 2010 and trigger an unusual second chance for the man Warren is replacing, Republican Scott Brown. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
You know how grade school kids, when they don't like how they lose a competition, immediately call for a do-over? Well, that's basically what Scott Brown has the chance to do in Massachusetts politics.
Do-overs in the space of a couple of months are rare.
Jeff Berry is a political scientist at Tufts University. That's where Scott Brown went to college. Berry says it's clear that Brown is well aware of his unique opportunity.
And I accept the decision of the voters.
Just listen back to Scott Brown's concession speech from election night. He had just lost a contentious Senate race against Elizabeth Warren, the most expensive in American history. But Brown was extremely gracious and almost shrugged off the loss as a bump in the road.
There are no obstacles you can't overcome, and defeat is only temporary.
Brown repeated that refrain in his farewell speech from the Senate floor last month. Fare thee well? Not really. The speech sounded more like goodbye for now.
Defeat is temporary. You know, depending on what happens and where we go, all of us, we may obviously meet again.
And those senators in the audience do have some say over whether they meet again. If they confirm presidential nominee John Kerry to become Secretary of State as expected, Kerry's vacant Senate seat would be filled in a special election, probably in June. Political analyst Jeff Berry says Scott Brown just finished a campaign. He still has an organization and still has nearly $500,000 in the bank. Berry says Brown is the automatic front runner and he will not have to worry about winning a party primary.
The Republican Party in Massachusetts has no one else, literally no one else, that can run a competitive race against whoever the Democrats nominate. So it's Scott Brown or bust.
And Massachusetts Democrats want to make that a bust. They were caught by surprise 3 years ago when Scott Brown came from nowhere to win Ted Kennedy's Senate seat. State Party Chairman John Wall says Democrats will not be embarrassed again.
We spent about a year and a half trying to make sure Scott Brown didn't continue in the Senate. Nobody's interested in sending him down there to negate Elizabeth Warren's votes right now. We'll be ready.
So far, the lone Democrat to say he's running is Congressman Ed Markey of Malden. And key state Democrats, including Senator John Kerry, are lining up behind him. They want to avoid a bruising primary when the winner would only have 6 weeks after that to wage a general election campaign. But U.S. Representatives Michael Capuano and Stephen Lynch are also seriously considering running. So is State Senator Ben Downing. Congressman Jim McGovern is not, but says an open Senate seat is a rare opportunity for ambitious Democrats, and he expects Ed Markey won't be alone.
Look, I mean, in a perfect world, it would be nice if there was one candidate, but the notion that someone's going to clear the field, I'm not sure that's realistic.
While the Democratic field takes shape amid pressure to coalesce around one candidate, Republican Scott Brown can just sit back and watch how things play out. He hasn't said he's running. Tufts political scientist Jeff Berry says Brown would have to have a compelling reason not to take another crack with this rare chance at a do-over.
Scott Brown's going to have as much money as he needs. This is an opportunity for the National Republican Party to bloody the nose of Barack Obama, and they're not going to let this opportunity pass by. And it's all the sweeter if it comes from Massachusetts, which is a very, very blue state.
If Scott Brown does run, it would be his third Senate campaign within 4 years.
That report from WBUR's Kurt Nickisch. Stay with us. Coming up, we'll go from politics to the politics of opera. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.